Chapter 59. The Drums of War. Equestrian countryside, one day before the battle. An orange tint had begun to take over the sky as the Friendship Express made its way towards the town of Ponyville. The rumbling of the train on its tracks echoed along the vast countryside landscape surrounding it, and every pony on the train was undergoing the usual experience of traveling by train. Most were ponies coming home from Canterlot, though there were some who were from other locales coming to visit the small town. Overall, however, everything was proceeding as it usually did. The waning hours meant several foals fell asleep in their mother's laps, and things were quiet and generally peaceful throughout the carriages from stem to stern. It all began at the gasp of surprise and awe from a single passenger. And throughout the train, many more soon joined in as they peered out to see the cause of the commotion. A black cloud forming in the distance is what had caught the passenger's attention. It was incoming fast, and the passengers gathered at the windows to view the incoming phenomenon. However, as it got closer and they were able to make out more details, it quickly became apparent that it was no cloud. Many, many black dots were swarming forwards high in the sky. Changelings. No discretion. No subterfuge. This was an invasion. And a show of force. Panic spread amongst the passengers when the swarm closed in, and a large amount of them split off and descended quickly towards the helpless train. The drones closed the gap quickly, descending in uniform formation as they closed in and surrounded their target, fangs glaring and horns charging. The drones swarmed around the train, which began to pick up speed in a panicked attempt to flee, but it couldn't escape. Their horns charged a putrid green, and bolts of magic began to be launched. Volley after volley was fired at the tracks beneath the train's wheels. The ponies aboard screamed in terror as the whole thing shook, the tracks beneath disintegrating, and the train itself coming free of them. Without any guidance, the train careened out of control, the front carriages being the first to flip over, with the rest slamming into one another, many being crushed outright by the force of the impact, like a tin can against the forehead. Dirt and dust were thrown into the air as the chaos unfolded. An old tree in the train's path was uprooted and tossed aside like an unwanted rag doll. By the time the train came to a halt, a path of devastation had been carved into the landscape from the tracks to the final resting place of the many carriages the train had been pulling along. All that was left at the end was a pile of twisted wreckage, the engine catching alight as fire began to consume what was left. The survivors scrambled to escape, and free trapped loved ones, as foals screamed and cried for their mothers and fathers, many of whom would never be able to answer. The changelings responsible probably would have stayed to finish off the stragglers, but the swarm was already moving on, and their true target was now close at hoof. Ponyville was not their true target. In the end, the town and its ponies were merely a means to an end, and completely expendable. No, their true target would, in typical fashion, rush to save the ponies whom she called her friends. And that would be her undoing. Soon, Queen Twilight Sparkle would be dead. Ponyville. Applejack walked on through the streets of the quiet town she called home, a cart of apples being pulled along behind her. Many had locked themselves away in their homes after the previous day's incident, but Applejack had a job to do, and would do it, come rain or shine. She was stubborn like that, a trait that ran in the family for the apples. Applejack stopped off at a few locations, delivering pony shipments of apples they had ordered from Sweet Apple Acres. Most were small groups delivered to individual homes, but a few big batches were delivered to establishments dealing in food, such as Sugar Cube Corner. Pinkie Pie had been there to receive the shipment, almost as if her previous injury had never even happened. It was difficult to keep that pink party pony down, something that Applejack had a deep respect for. After delivering a bushel to Lyra and Bon Bon, Applejack began to head towards one of her last stops for the day. It was a house towards the edge of town atop a small hill. The design of the house was quite literally split right down the middle to represent the owners of it. And the owners were roommates, best friends and partners in all things musical, Final Scratch and Octavia. There was always idle gossip, especially from the florists, that the two were a couple, like Lyra and Bon Bon, but Applejack had known them long enough to know that that was not the case. But they were as close as friends could get without crossing that particular boundary. Applejack lifted the cart from her back and walked up to the door, knocking on it a moment later. After a few moments, a gray mare with a black mane opened the door. A white mare with a blue mane and purple glasses was just behind her.
"Applejack, dear, good to see you," Octavia greeted. "I take it you have a shipment."
"I do," Applejack confirmed. "Though your shipment seems larger than usual. Any reason for that?"
"Oh, it's nothing, really," Octavia started. "Some pony just seems to be craving them more than usual, and eating through them so quickly it's untrue."
Vino gave Octavia a deadpan look, and then, being a mute, made some gestures that stated something along the lines of, "Why are you looking at me? You're the one that's doing that."
"Oh, details,"
Octavia dismissed. Applejack smirked as she unloaded their order from the now nearly empty cart. As she did so, however, she spotted something in the distance. Something that, if she was one of the ponies who survived the train wreck not far from the town, would have been all too familiar.
"What's that?"
Applejack wondered out loud, Octavia and Vinyl also looking towards where Applejack was pointing. Vinyl made some gestures. "Dude, looks like a storm cloud to me."
"One, we're not dudes," Octavia stated. "And second, there are no storms scheduled for this whole week."
Vinyl conceded the point and gave the black mass in the distance a pointed frown as she studied it, trying to figure out exactly what it was. She lowered her glasses to the edge of her muzzle and peered over with her red eyes to try and get a better look with no obstructions.
"Is that buzzing?"
Octavia strained her ears, trying to pick up the distant sound.
"Wait a moment."
Applejack's eyes widened, also hearing the buzzing, and spotting a small black dot around the edges of the cloud. She squinted as she examined more closely, and the black dot seemed to make up the cloud. It clicked in her mind as she put two and two together, and alarms blared within her being as she realized what exactly that cloud was.
"Changelings!"
Applejack shouted.
"What?"
Octavia did a double take.
"Are you certain?"
"Positive,"
Applejack responded.
"And that there swarm is thicker than fruit bats attacking an apple tree."
"What do we do?"
"Listen, you two," Applejack said seriously. "Y'all need to get together as many ponies as possible and tell them to hide in the edges of the forest, hide in the shrubbery. I'll get the other bearers and inform the mayor. We've got to evacuate the town."
"You can't be serious."
Octavia's eyes widened in disbelief.
"We don't stand a chance against a swarm that size," Applejack pointed out. "We need to go."
Vinyl grabbed onto her frozen friend and dragged her away to do as Applejack had asked. And then Applejack looked back at the swarm, which was getting far too close for comfort. Then she spun and sprinted down the hill and into town, leaving her cart behind. She had to get her friends and family out before those changelings arrived. She feared for any pony that didn't make it out, and prayed that Princess Celestia and Twilight would send help soon. Refugee Camp. All of the most important changelings and ponies in the camp were spread out around the war map in the command tent. Queen Twilight sat in her throne, Princess Celestia standing to her left, and Queen Draco to her right. Down the left side, all the rest of the ponies, Shining Armor, Luna, Cadence, Vladimir, and Broadsword, sat opposite to the changelings on the right, including Cardus, as they were briefed by Celestia.
"The swarm is being led by Queen Crudellus herself, and is heading directly towards Ponyville," she informed them. "Their forces are considerable, and Ponyville will not stand a chance against it." This is a trap,
Draco stated.
Crudellus is trying to draw Twilight out to finish her off, and the rest of us too, if she can.
Are you suggesting we let them die? Shunningummer growled. Hundreds of innocent ponies and some of the other races living there are in the firing line.
Including the other element bearers, Luna added. We must assume they are being targeted too, eliminating one of Equestria's greatest weapons.
We could scramble to combat them at the town, Cardus began. But the forces we could scramble would still be vastly outnumbered with what Crudellus has brought. It would take several days to gather together a force of changelings and EUP to meet them on equal terms and numbers.
Are you forgetting, Luna started with a shake of her head, that our force includes us, 3 alicorns and 2 changeling queens? That makes up for a lot of that disadvantage.
Not to mention that in a few days' time, there won't be anything left of Ponyville or its inhabitants, Broadsword stated.
We're all well aware of that, thank you very much, Cardus deadpanned.
We could route more EOP to act as reinforcements mid-battle, Vladimir suggested, though they wouldn't arrive for a while, and it would have already started.
We need to do something, Cadence urged. We can't leave them to fend for themselves. I think,
Celestia said loudly, getting all of their attention,
that this is Queen Twilight's decision. This is a trap for her, and her hive's future depends on the events of the foreseeable future.
All eyes turned expectantly towards the changeling queen, who had yet to say a word. She was sitting in her throne, her eyes trained directly onto the map where a small figure of Crudellus was displayed near Ponyville. Her cold gaze silently remained on the figurine for another minute, adding more apprehension to an already tense atmosphere. Finally, she picked up the figurine with her magic and brought it towards her.
She wants my attention so badly,
Twilight said in a monotone, the figure being reduced to ash.
Then she's got it.
Twilight sat up regally in her seat, and for a moment she could almost be mistaken for Chrysalis.
She killed my mother, destroyed my home, and has tried to kill me. Now she attacks my friends and a place that I still see as a home. It ends now.
So we're going in? Cardus asked.
There are no hostile changeling forces near the camp, so we can leave a token force to keep the peace here, Twilight stated. The rest of us head to meet Crudellus in battle, and as Vladimir suggested, we route other forces to join us as it progresses.
Twily, are you certain of this? Shining asked.
I thought you'd be in favor of this, Cardus noted.
I am, he responded. I'm just worrying for my little sister.
I'm certain, Twilight stated. No more running or hiding. The line must be drawn here, no farther! And they will regret ever setting up into the Badlands Hive or Equestria. Then it is decided,
Celestia stated as nods were shared between those gathered.
We shall accompany you personally, my former student. This is an attack on Equestrian soil. Crudellus has declared war on Equestria. It feels too soon to wear my old armor again, but I shall do so to protect my ponies. And you. I appreciate it,
Twilight stated.
You have your own directions. Let's get to it!
Twilight stayed seated in her throne, wanting to talk to Cardus and her changeling commanders as the others all exited the tent. Broadsword was the last to exit, and he was met with his wife and Spike waiting outside.
Honey?
Broadsword embraced his pregnant wife.
So, it's war then,
she muttered, holding him tight.
Afraid so, he responded, slowly letting go. And you're staying here with a certain sumpony you are carrying.
Scarlet nodded.
I understand. I'll keep things coordinated with the EUP and changelings that stay behind.
I'll be staying too, Spike spoke up. And somehow I doubt Saronis will be coming along, he joked.
She'll be busy false-sitting her sister and little Juvenis,
Scarlet chuckled.
Oh well, I'm sure Panacea will lend her hoof with that.
A commotion began around camp as the EUP and Changeling forces were roused and organized. They would soon be leaving for Ponyville. The drums of war had been sounded. Ponies and changelings alike preparing for the worst. The end would be coming soon.